Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and today... Oh, hi, Neil.
Hi.
Today, we are discussing karma, how to analyze it, and also taking calls today for psychic numerology readings, which we're going to be doing second today. We have not done our educational part of the show for several weeks. Of course, it's an education listening to readings, but we are starting with our topic today because that's an important part of the show. So we do invite those of you who are listening to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. The call-in number 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you'd like to speak to us. And the number to call after readings after the show, 562-596-7818. Okay, so analyzing karma. Neil, I'll let you introduce this today.
First of all, to analyze karma, you first of all have to identify it. Because if there's no point in analyzing it in one's life if it isn't identified first. Usually karma involves something a little bit more deeply set than just the surface complications and difficulties we have during the day.
That are part of just normal, a part of, the planet Earth.
Usually you can feel a karmic situation because it starts to really hit your psyche hard. Or your soul, for that matter, it concerns you to such a degree that it kind of takes you out of the element of living. We're not talking about small, trivial things that happen to us during the day, although karma can start off as something small and trivial, running a red light and almost getting in an accident. It may seem somewhat trivial because nothing occurred, but that could be a route to some kind of karmic situation. So sometimes it's not as easily said that karma is just simply a dramatic situation. Sometimes it can be subtle in form. But what you have to do is you have to understand if it seems to affect deeply one's psyche, one's soul, one's emotional state, then we can start to examine the content that the occurrence may have something to do with karma.
Right. So, I just want to, I think it's noteworthy to mention that karma, first of all, being born into a family, that's a karmic situation. And most of us all of us are in a karmic period, a more intense karmic period for a specific duration. We're in karma throughout life, but the intensity of karma happens for a specific period, which is according to the birth date, et cetera, et cetera. But karma there can be good karma too. It's not necessarily negative. So, having, specific talents coming into the earth, as a prodigy or very talented in a certain area or, having a positive family situation, that's all good karma. And of course, there are bad karmic situations.
Well, you have to define karma, first of all, as that it's contingent on the journey of the soul, that our souls have been involved in the process of the earth and existences prior to the one we have, where we have collected a certain amount of actions that have consequences. Even in more traditional religions, there is a concept that we are responsible for our actions, and And most conventional religions will say you're
Western religions.
Once.
Western religions.
You come, you have a judgment, and you go wherever you go, or you just all go to heaven or whatever it is. You turn into cosmic dust. The karmic element has to do with the idea that behavior is on a continuous level with the earth and the planet, and that the soul keeps returning to the planet until it has surpassed or surmounted the element of the physicality of our world.
Which, I mean, it's interesting because the Eastern traditions recognize karma, and it's part of the doctrine in those religions.
Yeah, and there's traces within what Western traditional thoughts of Christianity that there's mysteries that even Christ stated. But he also has stated that there is an element of one time only, and a lot of Christians will allude to the idea that we are on the planet once we do not return.
And callers that have come in recently, we're going to be getting to shortly, but we, you know, do discuss for a bit. So I want to let those people know.
We're not here to argue the elements of whether karma exists or not, or what's right or what's wrong with karma. Or we're just here to describe that in the concept of karma. And if you tie it to human behavior and our human experiences, there can be a definable level of how to identify and thereby distinguish karma as it results in our life. And yes, you can have good karma because karma is involved in the element of action, of acts that we have performed.
So it's going to be a mixture of good and bad karma, or we wouldn't be back on the planet if there wasn't bad karma.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you transcend, you've shed yourself with the karma.
In the traditional Old Testament aspect, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, the element that instantly we get back what we give out. And so there's this idea of instant karma that in one's life, you get what you give. The consequences are immediate. So there is this idea that karma can be instantaneous and somewhat surface presented within one lifetime. When we get into the depths of the soul, and in all aspects of the history of analyzing the soul is somewhat indestructible. Even if we propose that there's an eternity in heaven or there's an eternity in hell, the soul seems to be indestructible. And so it's got to have a pre-history, and it's got to have a post-history in terms of our relationship to our immediate existence. In that pre-history concept of karma, we come into the earth based on the continuum existences that we had preceding the one we were in, and that produces the element of karma, and also applied to any specific location of chakra.
Okay.
So, and it could be a karma within the family, within sexuality, within a vision of energy, creativity. It could be in communication. It could be even in spirituality itself.
Right, and then there's the additional part of living in the world and creating new karma, whether good or bad, on top of the karma that was already attached to the soul.
That's how we face karma in our present life. It was produced during the time of one's previous existence.
Right. So if a person comes in with a great deal of negative karma and perpetuates that negative karma because of not knowing how to deal with the negative circumstances of that person's life, then that's going to further compound the issues that they're facing, which makes it difficult.
The premise. But we can also have spiritual karma. And karma on a spiritual nature can be those who have died for their religion, those who have died for spiritual purposes, those who have died for humanitarian purposes. It doesn't always mean that the end result, however tragic, is necessarily negative. One of the great sacrifices that we have to karma is to surrender our lives to a higher cause. And if that higher cause is of an optimistic humanitarian premise, then obviously the karma can be resolved, or the karma can be transposed into something heroic and notable.
Right. You would hope that, you know, if you're sacrificing your life, you might get off the planet permanently, but that's not always the case, unfortunately, especially if, you know, due to the unique blueprint of one's own personal karma, from past lives. True. So there can be sacrifice, but it is dependent on what was done in previous lives, whether that soul is going to actually
And that's not to say that karma can't be prolonged. Now, some people come to the earth immediately faced with karma. They're born into a very adverse situation with a lot of controversy, a lot of pain, a lot of corruption, and it's right there in their face. Or they have several challenges, health challenges, mental challenges, domestic challenges. This is an indication that karma is on the burner immediately. Once you leave the planet and you return, the karma is right there fresh. Other karma is prolonged.
Right, you may have a great childhood and, you know, things are seem easy and then you hit roadblocks later in life.
The identification of immediate karma in terms of our birth situation and prolonged karma in terms of karma resulting later in life has to do with the content of the karma itself. Sometimes karma won't hit us until the age that we were when we previously produced it. So if you had karma starting at the age of 20 in a previous lifetime, it may not occur again until the age of 20 in the proceeding.
Well, I mean, karma starts once, I just want to clarify for our listeners, karma is immediate once you come into the planet, but you're talking about a specific karmic event at the age of 20 that might hit in a past life, from a past life that may hit in the preceding lifetime at that age.
Which is now to suggest that karma, that when we study karma, we looked at a fixed situation. It's fixed in time and space once we return to the planet, and it specifies itself in terms of how we define the event in relationship to one's age.
So oftentimes a person may get in an accident at a specific age, and that could have been a past life, a time where they died in a past life, car accident, for instance.
Yeah.
Or, you know, certain relationship difficulties, there might be something tied to a past life in that regard. So, I mean, in terms of analyzing whether it's something specific to that lifetime or tied to past life is a little bit more complicated if you don't know the territory in terms of
looking
into
analyze,
people's past lives.
That's true. And when you're analyzing any one specific event, did the event occur in which only one person was hurt, meaning the one person involved in the karma? Did they take somebody else's life? Did somebody take their life? So you have to look at this in terms of karma becomes a communal kind of thing. It's a process that involves more than just oneself. It can take into account that karma can affect others. So can one's karma be affected by somebody else's karma, which thereby we are victimized by it? Absolutely.
Yes.
When you analyze karma, sometimes it's not as evidently clear as one might think. Because those who are victims, those who are seemingly innocent, who fall into the entrapment of cruelty or downright something that leads to a fatality, and that person is basically, by all clear definitions, a good person. Then we're looking at a different kind of karma situation, whereby the analysis of the karma extending backward in time to a previous lifetime could entail the fact that in that previous lifetime, the victim was the perpetrator. So we have this idea, and it gets rather mind-boggling in terms of how karma is justified in terms of the earth dimension.
Well, I think that it's important when you're working with someone who is trying to help you with whatever life situations you're facing, and you're dealing with someone who's working in the psychic realm. Now, I'm not talking about a therapist necessarily because they're really not getting into the idea of karma, that they really do know what they're doing because, you know, people can come up with all kinds of fanciful thoughts about why things are occurring and actually compound situations that people are facing if they don't know what's going on. So,
well, traditional therapy will take into account the origins
of the family,
meaning our lifetime.
Exactly.
Lifetime.
Which is fine, but I'm not talking about that, obviously, in this case.
When we get into the soul, and sometimes more esoteric therapists will get into this, human cosmic consciousness and man's relationship or woman's relationship to the universe, then you get into a different concept of how the soul reacts, existentialists that practice psychology. You get into a different attitude of one's will in relationship to the universe or the indifference of the universe. But when we get into the concept of cosmic energy and the idea of the spiritual essence of karma, then we're getting into the prospect of looking at things beyond the normal scope of evaluating how we can make sense of one's existence when something occurs, or how one can make sense of one's own existence in relationship to the concept of karma,
right,
and where it's affecting one, and relating it to whatever chakra that may be.
Right. And I think that takes not only, you know, a gift for communicating with the other side, but it also takes education. You know, it's not common to find someone who is well-versed in dealing with these.
Well, there's plenty,
issues.
Yeah, there's plenty
really
of people
think,
out there. That.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, but.
But yeah, I mean, there's no limit as to, I mean, there's no finality about how we define karma. It's a deep subject, and it does take a sort of insightful eye in terms of putting together something that is not tangible and concrete to begin with.
Right. Okay, let's take some callers, and we can continue this on Friday. 940, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
This is Tammy. I'm calling from Wyoming.
Tammy from Wyoming. Okay.
Tammy or Cammy?
Did you say Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Wyoming. That's a beautiful state.
It is. It's beautiful weather today.
I'm sorry. Speak up, because it's challenging to hear you.
Yeah, humid.
I just am in a situation where I'm raising money and trying to fund this project, and really, you know, wanted to know or understand if there's any karmic block keeping me from this, you know?
Well, I think we've never spoken with you before, right, Tammy?
No. No, ma'am.
Okay. So what, Tammy, is your birth date? Please.
7/20/63.
7/20/63. She's a 28/10/1, right? Mm-hmm. 28/10/1. So, Tammy, have you ever worked out your numbers numerologically? I'm sorry, I'm having a speech impediment today. Are you familiar at all that with your master number? It's 1. Are you aware
yes,
of that?
I am.
You're aware.
Yeah.
Okay, so there would have been a change in your life, Tammy. And I think, what is it, 1991? What happened in 1991 when you were 28?
Something good or something negative?
Anything significant that occurred that year.
My nephew drowned that year. He was 3
oh,
years
boy.
Old.
Your nephew
it
drowned.
It changed
okay.
our family. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be it. So, I mean, it can be positive. It can be negative. That's the time that you are in your karmic turnover. So the age of 28.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the change. Master number is 1, so your life goes in cycles of 1 and also cycles of 10. She's not on a multiple of 10
okay.
right now, but she is. Let's see. How old are you, Tammy?
54.
So she is. So you have gone through your 2 full cycles of 28 at the age
okay.
of 54. So, in terms of a business...
No, that'll be 56.
Oh, 56. Sorry, you're 2 years away. I'm sorry, I'm having problems adding today.
Okay.
56, so in 2 years, so that's...
Well, and then pertaining to your question, Tammy, about the... you're trying to raise money and you're finding some block. The thing that hits me, first of all, is that there is a male, as opposed to female, a male energy blocking something. So, we don't know exactly yet where that's coming from. If it's specifically in the block of the funding project itself and raising money, or if it's something that you carried into this world in terms of a male block, meaning your connection to male human beings.
Which is a karmic situation, if in fact that may be.
In raising money, okay. Are there immediately any male figures that stand in the way?
The male figures, I mean, there are male figures that I need to pay that are helping me create this project. And I do have, like, one that's very angry, but, you know, I'm getting him taken care of, so.
Yeah, Cammy, the one that's very angry, without pulling it out of context, why is that person angry?
You know, he's angry at me because I was late on paying the bill, but he was angry when I met him, you know?
Okay, so there is a little bit of a past life connection therein with this individual. And does the raising, do you have any children yourself?
I have a son, yes.
And
he's
may
angry.
I ask,
that may be it, because he's really
angry.
Yeah,
your son is angry?
Yeah, he's been angry for several years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're starting to just kind of approach this and analyzing it. May I ask, without probing too personally, but are you married or divorced?
I was divorced.
Yeah.
But his father has passed.
That's what I figured. Well, to begin to examine the possibilities of why you're having some problems in terms of this funding this project, it has to do with a certain karma involving male energy that, first of all, had its root in the previous past life, which is carried over into this lifetime. And then, of course, the issue of money itself. Is there any child-related, even if you stretch the imagination, is there any child-related substance to your fund project?
Is there any child-related what to my project?
Is there any
child-related theme?
Theme? Not really, no.
What's the project itself?
It's about artists, but they're older artists. They're, you know, established artists.
The adults.
Made for, yes.
What type
made
of art?
TV, painting, photography, sculpture.
Okay, let me tell you something. I have to, esoterically, I have to disagree with you, because the old artist is the young artist. Or, you know, any great artist will tell you that the element of art begins in childhood. And some of our more experimental artists, you won't see what I'm saying. It's a philosophical background to the artist. Because in all actuality, artists are children, because they're creative.
Right.
And they come from that vein.
But understandably, your fine-tuning the question was to her. It's indirectly related to what you said. I mean, directly, but it's an indirect.
Well, also
for me, too. I mean, it's a child dream of mine. So,
That's where the premise of the project itself is concerned, even though the immediate subjects are older in age.
Right.
But we're looking at the inner child of art and energy, and the prospect of you're trying to build a family of artists and to fund them in a very dramatically visible way. So all this has to do with family energy, the family of artists, the family of human beings, the family of children. And when we get into the idea, as Kristen pointed out, that at that certain year, your nephew drowned, you have trouble with your son, you went through a divorce, you have a couple
element.
Of men that are angry.
Right.
All of this begins the search for meaning.
One other thing is, though, you know, in this lifetime, I really had to struggle with that bully spirit coming from the male energies, you know. I feel like it's my life lesson to learn how to appropriately manage a bully. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But you see, that's correct, Tammy. The boldness of examining this is to look at your own male psyche in terms of a past life. What perpetrated this? Why are you battling the male energy? You know, it's not supposed to be that way. Male and female are supposed to be unionized into one happy energy, and that's not happening.
Right.
So somewhere in the male energy of your past life journeys, there was created circumstances that involved a battle with the male energy in this lifetime, even though you were in a female body. So, yes, it's all interconnected. Our show can't accommodate
that depth of that
takes
further. Lead. I mean, it takes further conversation. I mean, it's fascinating, actually.
Yeah.
But
you need to go into a deeper dialogue
reading.
Or you call back, or we have begun to incite a kind of consciousness in you so that you can go into your own inner journey, so to speak, and try to resolve these issues. The practicality of your emotions is a whole different
story. Go ahead, Tammy. What were you going to say?
Is there something that I can do right now to,
complicated.
It's
a complicated.
It's not a quick fix situation because it's a deeply embedded karma.
You'd have to, the course of communication might be appropriate. A better form of communication. It seems like you're late on your payments, which may be contingent on certain excuses that you might legitimize. But apparently there's a link between money and the psyche itself. So that's a rooted energy in the first chakra. So you'd have to start to examine the basis of your foundation. You're trying to build a foundation. And you have to understand that in building a foundation, you have to analyze the content of your foundations in life. Look at all the ways you have all your foundations from childhood onward and start to analyze how strong and secure they were and where they broke up. Start to analyze how they broke up and what occurred after they broke up. That's going to begin to help you come to the surface of your current situation in terms of funding, because what you are actually doing is seventh chakra work in terms of funding artists. That's seventh chakra. That's your month of your birth. What you've got in your day is
a 2-0,
which would imply
that there is a problem with relationship because that zero next to the two. What was your early family life like, Tammy?
Well, I mean, as a child, I remember being happy, but my father was a bit of a mess in his own world, and I suffered a near-death experience at his hands when I was 18.
Oh, wow.
So it was intense, working through it. So.
Well, you're working through it, but you have a problem right now, and for the purpose of our show, you're trying to get you're trying to get insight into it. We're trying to supply with as much insight as we can within 5 minutes.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Tammy, you're always welcome to call the show again. We have to move on to other callers, but we appreciate you connecting with us, and you can join us on Facebook. Follow us there. The accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, and the number to call for further conversation is 562-596-7818, and that number is also on our Blog Talk Radio profile.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Okay. 845 is our next caller. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good. Who's this?
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. I thought it was
from
you.
New York.
Yes,
yeah.
Lucy.
How
are
you
about
doing?
You in the past couple of weeks,
you
I'm
were
thinking
about
we haven't
me.
Heard from her for a long time. So nice to have you today.
Thank you. Thank
how
you
are
so
you?
Much. It's
You're
a
welcome.
Very interesting topic about the karmic. History, it's very good. I'm doing very fine, very well, enjoying the hot days. I love the hot days.
Oh, you do enjoy hot days. Well, we don't.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it.
I do.
I cannot wait till winter.
Oh, my God. No, please.
Yes.
No, please. I don't like winters. I don't
right
enjoy
on.
Winters.
Okay.
I don't say I don't like them, but then I survive them. It's like, okay.
What state are you
my
in again?
My question is, excuse me?
What state are you in again?
I am in New York.
Oh, yeah, you have
New
rough
York.
Winters there. Okay. So,
yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, well, that's understandable. Okay, what's your question? Sorry.
My question is about karma relationships. How can I determine my primary karma? Do we have a primary karma? How can I calculate it? Or is something that I got to do cyclically? Or how I do it? Because I usually kind of know or kind of analyze it from my parents and their parents, the history that it has been around.
I mean, there's a lot of different factors that are calculated in terms of analyzing karma, determining karma. And first of all, what was your family life like when you first came into the world?
Okay, very dramatic.
No, very dramatic. So, I mean, obviously, there's probably karma in the second chakra, but everybody comes in with multiple issues. It's not just limited to one.
Now, you mentioned multiple. Now. Well, the thing is, Lucy's number, your karmic number, Lucy, is 26 equals 8. 26.
And it's in her
year.
Your
first three numbers add up to a 2, 102, and then the following number is 6. So there's 26 right there. Your year is an inverted 26, 62. So you have this attitude of 26 repeated three times. And what that really means is that your journey of sexuality, which involves the broad scope of relationships, is compromised by your they don't go hand in hand. It's not a happy relationship between what you envision as a healthy relationship, just opposed to what you experience as a healthy relationship or the lack thereof. So you're in a battle of sorts due to karma regarding the way you would like to see relationships worked out as opposed to how they actually are worked out. Now that becomes a problem for you, but the attitude of your master number 8 signifies, because the jump from 6 to 8, which is a jump of 2 again, signifies that you can recreate, thereby eliminate and also recreate a new sense of energy within your lifetime. The fact that you're 56, you've already gone through two cycles at 52, you would have had a change in life as well. And not only 26, but 52.
I think I'm 54 now. I'm not sure. Let me see. I was born in 1962.
You're going wrong.
And I'm going to be 54. I don't even know how old I am either, but then
55. You're going to be 55. We're within a few months of being 55. So.
Oh, 2 months. Okay.
So looking at is what happened when you were 52 about 2 years ago?
52. Nothing too much happening. No, I haven't been in a relationship. Everything. Okay. 52, 2 years ago. The only thing is my son was kind of depressed, maybe.
I'm depressed. I remember from our past calls that there's things involving your family. Was there any, your son, I remember he moved and it worked somewhere else. And you know, missing him and worried about the relationship. When did he move away?
Oh, he moved away when he finished high school. He moved to California in 2011.
So that was not that.
Then in 2015, he's supposed to finish school, but he didn't because he took off semester and a half. I told him, don't worry about the money. You can make money, but you cannot make a life back. You're dead. Money is not important, you know? You got to choose between life and forget about the money. Because he was afraid that I'm going to get mad because he kind of took a semester and a half and cost us a lot of money.
Determine the change that happened at 52, obviously.
You know, if it's of any help to you, Lucy, if looking forward in time, the brief suggestion would be that at the age of 56, not 55, but 56, there may be a relationship coming.
Thank you.
Well, we're not there yet, but you know, we'll try our best to corral this situation in. Now we're not just saying that just to make you feel good. There's a certain calculation in your numerical linear life that suggests that at 56, there's going to be a relationship. It feels like the person who comes in was very connected to the earth. I don't know if they were a landscaper or they had something to do with the earth in terms of trees or gardens, but they're very connected to the earth. Even when you will be turning 56, this person will still have this strong connection to the earth, love gardens, love trees, love to cultivate. That's the first element that I'm seeing from this person. I know you're in New York, so I don't know how much garden room there is there.
I don't know what to say. She may be in upstate New York, which is,
I do garden a lot, but with my neighbor that is 89 years old. I do garden with my neighbor a lot. We just outside all the time. Like, I finish working here 2-3 o'clock. And I just ran outside to garden with him. We garden until 6:30.
But we're not suggesting there's going to be a relationship with your 88-year-old neighbor.
You're not 89.
My neighbor is a widow. He loves the way that he say, "Oh man, you look like a man." I say, "Mr. Bill, I just ready to just I help him a lot. He gives me ideas, and we garden together."
So that's a validation that something, it may be coming. That's an accurate vibe, the 55
right.
relationship.
Yeah, but the fact that you do have this garden relationship with your neighbor is a validation for what's coming up. But it also suggests that your neighbor was a past life husband. Now, he's the
really?
Past life
he
husband.
He loves me a lot, yeah.
Yeah, he's the past life husband. From past life.
Oh,
but
really?
The individual coming
nice.
In is going to be not him. It's somebody else.
Right.
Okay.
And are you you're not in New York City.
No, I'm not in New York City. I'm upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of open space there.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Lucy.
Hang in there till 56.
Hopefully
That's
that
me.
Helps you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm gonna think what happened when I was 52. So much things happening. Then,
yeah, let us
maybe,
know.
Yeah.
Let us know what happened
yeah.
then. Okay, take care.
Thank you so much. Blessings. And I'm here. I listen to the archives. And then I do listen to you guys sometimes after. Almost the same day. And through the internet.
Oh, well, we really
you
appreciate
had a great
it.
Show going. Thank
oh,
you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you so much. Okay, take care.
Many blessings.
Blessings
thank
to
you
too,
thank
Lucy. You. Yeah, I've been wondering about her because she hadn't called in a while, so she did. Yay.
Yeah.
And she does have a very interesting birth date. You know, her master number is broken up on both sides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that can be challenging, but hopefully something will come in for her.
Yeah.
Soon. Okay. 303. Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Allison. Actually, I was just listening, but.
Okay. I'll put you back on mute.
Hey.
Okay.
Does she have a question?
404 is our next. I don't know. We can get back to her in a moment. Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
Thanks. How are you?
Good. My name is Jeannie.
Jeannie with the light brown
yes.
hair?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. It is light brown.
I dream of Jeannie with the light brown hair. Do you know the song? I'm sure you do, having that name.
Yes,
is it
I
Jeannie
do.
With two N's?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, Jeannie, hi. Don't think we've spoken with you before. Where are you calling from?
No, I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. All right.
And this is
and
my
Jeannie,
first time.
I'm sorry?
This is my first time.
First time. Well, welcome to the show. And
thank you.
What is your question, first of all?
Whatever you see for me, I'm open. whatever.
Okay.
They're out there.
Go ahead.
Whatever you have to tell me, or the spirit has to tell me.
All right. What is your birth date, Jeannie?
6/18/59. 39/12/3. Mm-hmm. 39/12/3. Okay, Jeannie. Well, let me just do a little calculation here. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9, 8. So you are a your master number is 3, and you're actually compounded. So what that means is when you add up your birth date numbers, you have to reduce them twice to come to a single digit number, which is your master number 3. So you're,
yes,
you're a 39 equals 12 equals 3. So your life goes in increments of 3 from birth to death, and also in increments of 12. So there's, you know, a little bit more complication with people that are compounded, complexity. But what occurred? Can you go back to the year 1998? What occurred in 1998 for you?
Oh, 1998. I have no idea.
Okay, that's okay. We don't have to. If you want to let the, you know, ruminate on that while we're talking here, we can do that. Unless something comes to you immediately.
Oh, I actually, I think that was the year that I actually got ill with some medical conditions. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that was Go ahead.
I'm sorry. And that was the year that I relocated back to my home state of New York.
Ah, so you had a move.
Yes.
Okay, and she's gone through 4.8 cycles of 12, and she's actually, when she's 59, she is kind of coming up on the changes in her year. She's born in 59, and she's going to be 59 in a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, your life, I mean, you have an interesting set of numbers here, Jeannie. Some of your stronger numbers are the 6 and the 8, and of course 5, 9. So there is some strong element of energy in that regard. We don't run a religious show or anything, but why am I connecting you to the church a lot? What was your connection to the church?
I was raised up in the church. I really went to church a lot when my mother was alive.
Uh huh.
So she's that
so
would
that,
be it.
So the first step.
She passed on.
The first step to giving you a reading would be this in this vibrational presentation that we're receiving about your connection to the church, and then has your mother crossed over?
Yes, she has. 92.
Well,
1992.
Yeah. I'm getting a feel of your mother's energy as we're talking. I wish I could have said it would have been Stephen Foster, but we aren't going there. but we're getting your mother. The idea that there's an element there. Now, in your whole lifetime, did you ever have as a pet a cat?
No. You know what? Yeah, my son did. Yes, I did.
Son did. So okay. That's
yes.
Yeah. So your son had a cat when your son was living with you or outside of your environment.
Yes, my son was living with me. He was actually a child, a little boy at that time.
So the cat was in the home.
Now,
yes.
Next question: who in your background would have an interest in baseball?
That would be my son. He actually played baseball when he was a little boy.
Yeah. So what's happening in this reading, Jeannie, is there seems to be some connection to your mother. The vibrational substance of what we're getting seems to be coming from that over the cross, you know, the cross regions between life and afterlife. There seems to be something coming in with that. There's also seems to be a rosary. Are you Catholic or what?
No, Baptist.
Baptist. Well, they don't have rosaries.
Rosaries, that's Catholics.
No.
Do you have a mirror with any kind of jewelry draped across it? that you just kind of throw over there?
No, I don't.
Are you wearing a necklace? Is there any jewelry in your world that you like?
I wear earrings quite a bit.
Earrings.
Uh-huh. Did your mom leave you any jewelry to your recollection?
No, she didn't, but she actually, she had jewelry all over the house. She loved jewelry.
The mother had jewelry.
Yeah, my mother had jewelry. She loved jewelry, yes.
Your mother is coming. The beginning of the reading suggests that your mother's coming in and giving references to your in order for you to validate in your world, and then we have this medical condition that we're concerned about. Was there any asthma in the family or lung problem?
Yes, actually, I had a heart attack back in October this year.
That's like fourth chakra, lung,
yeah.
Heart.
The impact of that.
Can we get your mother's birth date, Jeannie? Do you have that?
My mother's birth date. Her birthday was 1/15/39.
39. Interesting. And so your karmic number happens to be the year that your mother was born, 39.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your mother died rather young. Your mother,
yes,
your mother
died at 53.
She was how old?
53.
That's pretty
young. In fact, that's in her linear birth date too. It's 5/3. In her year,
mm-hmm.
And her age that she was when she died is her 5, and then the 3 when you cross over in the year. So that's kind of interesting in the code as well. And she was a 29/11 too.
Were
right?
you close to your mother, or did you have a mixed relationship?
Very, very, very close.
29/11 too.
I talked to my mother 3 times a day, and it was hard. Yeah, we talk morning if I went to work, afternoon on lunch break, and evening.
Right, and so you're speaking in code because you're a 3, so 3 times a day.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how it resonates.
So your mother's coming in, and anywhere in your world, is the name Anne mean anything to you?
I have a sister named Annette.
Annette.
Okay.
That's probably
all right. Well, we'll accept that. A sister named Annette. Were there 4 siblings? How many siblings?
It's 6 altogether. One passed over. The oldest boy passed over a few years ago.
How were they divided by sex? How many girls? How many boys?
4 boys. I'm sorry. 4 girls and 2 boys.
So that's the 4.
So the 4 goes with the boys. Well, Jeannie, we're beginning to, we have other callers and we only allow about 5 minutes per call, but we're starting to build a dialogue with your mother. She's sending messages to you. She's very aware of your earthly presence. There is contact. She loves you. She can hear you. Her spirit and soul is very close to you. And she's talking so we can begin the dialogue that way. There is, seems to be a room in your home where the shade is half drawn. It does not pull down all the way. Does that make any sense to you?
It does, yes.
Okay, that's the room where your mother's presence, I guess if we want to call it that, that's the like when you get a signal on your hand phone and you're trying to get the best location to talk to somebody, that room is the best room to talk to her in.
Okay.
Okay. Jeannie, well, that was pretty comprehensive for that brief period, but you're always welcome to connect with us again. Join us on Facebook. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Okay. We have so many callers coming in. Let's briefly get back to Allison. Did you want to ask something quickly, Allison?
No, that's okay. You have a lot of callers, so that's – no, I'll just keep listening. That's
okay.
Fine. That's great.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's bring on 626. Hello. I did not bring them on. Hi, 626.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
I got a quick question. Do you know if it's possible to – if you lose your core, like if you have a core and then – your energy core, and you kind of like lose focus of it, it kind of like drops out of your energy body. Is it possible to regain it, or do you grow it? Like, what do you do?
First of all, can we get your name?
Yeah, it's Ekki.
How do you spell that?
E-K-K-K-E-K-K-Y.
Okay, and what's your birth date, please?
10-17-89.
You sound so young, 1917. Young sounding voice, 36-9. Okay, well,
yeah
I mean, I would say yes. The answer is
you're
yes
right.
to that question.
Yeah, Ekki. I mean, the core, the energy of the body is still going to be connected to you because you're in your body, and your body contains your spirit and your soul. So the element of losing the essence of something, it's almost like saying, well, if you chop a plant down to the dirt, is the plant gone? No, because the root is there. So as long as you have that root system, and you do, there's something else that's disturbing. I mean, there's something that must have cut off in your present physical life that might have prompted this attitude that you have, or this feeling, meaning that there might have been a loss of something, Ekki.
Yeah, the heart. The heart shattered or whatever. So that kind of...
in a relationship?
Or a breakup?
No. I mean, literally, like, the energy system of the heart system. Like,
what,
you know.
Was there anything on a physical level that happened?
Over-masturbation.
Huh?
Over-masturbation kind of did that, so...
Masturbation?
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of, like...
Well, masturbation... What it does in the attitude of the body and the energy creates an intensity of emotion. It does stir up the energies of the whole body, because ultimately what it's supposed to lead to is life. It's supposed to, mm-hmm. It's an extension of our being. If you're being honest with us, the attitude of that energy does involve a whole dramatic combination of energy zones in our body that affects nearly every chakra, because what it does in that orgasmic experience is that it activates all the chakra levels. And in that regard, when it gets into the heart chakra, which is the center of the chakra systems, then that's where it sometimes implodes or fissures out, because it becomes, it's really, you're having an intense emotional experience intra-energy. Internally, but that energy goes outward, so that can produce some form of it. I wouldn't worry about it, though, because what you have to do is, I mean, if masturbation is part of your journey in life and it's natural and that's okay and all that, but if that's your relationship right now in terms of receiving some kind of sexual intensity within your body, you have to center yourself beforehand.
It did happen like back in 2011, so ever since then it's kind of been like this weird roller coaster kind of thing. And then in 2014, that's when I lost that focus core, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
2014, how old was
it? Well, you'd have to first of all present a condition before your masturbation act that would center yourself. And that would be very important, because what happened in terms of that energy form was there was a savage, wild release of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be because of pent-up feelings you have, frustrations you have, that thereby got released during the orgasmic state, and then that would naturally disrupt your system. So there would have to be a grounding and a balance there, Ekki. We're trying to talk in mature ways, but there would be a balance or an essence of that masturbation just doesn't come as a free form of expression. It has to have some sense of serious consideration to it and boundaries.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Hopefully that's
one more thing. Do you know if it's possible to locate what, if it's, I don't know if it's a physical or metaphysical thing, but is it possible to like relocate the energy that I've lost and kind of draw back in?
Yeah. But as far as solving it on this show and relocating it, it's not possible.
No, but
I mean, yes,
it is possible.
It's going to take more time.
You just ground it. You have to use your first chakra. That's where your location would be. in terms of breathing into the first chakra and regaining that energy. The root of what you have lost is not lost.
It's inside
what you have
right?
lost is the extension of the root, but you haven't lost the root. So ground, since you're somewhat comfortable and familiar with our dialoguing, go to the first chakra and find a grounding there in regards to your breath, pre-masturbation-wise. You want to find that pre-orgasmic breath and ground your first chakra with it first.
Okay.
But you haven't lost anything. Don't worry about that.
Oh. I mean, I've lost that, like, reality marble thing. That's the thing, like, my center focus of all that I am. You know, the I am presence. It's something that you get, like, when you reject what the world wants you to do and it goes against the love of what you are. It's kind of like that. And
that's a legitimate conscious exchange of ideas, but that's fine. But your term of loss is, to me, is over dramatic. You haven't really lost it. You're experiencing a change, a transformation, a condition, but it's not really a loss, Becky. So take that word out of your evaluation and reform it into a transformation of journey and a reformation of yourself.
Okay,
Ecky. Well, thanks for connecting with us.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, one more caller, 936. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My name is Amara.
Oh, and Amara, hi. Yeah, I remember you from a long time ago.
It's been like 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
My birthday is 3/17/82.
3/17/82. So what's going on? 7/8/9/10/11/12/13/14/15/16/17/18.
I have a problem with letting go so I can move forward.
Okay. Specifically, is there something that you're having a problem letting go of? Relationship?
It's all relationships. You know, people betray you and then you just kind of lose. So then I have an opportunity to be really close to either, you know, a new relationship or even new friendships. My trust in people have like faded. And so I'm starting to get all these I'm out of an abusive marriage for a couple years now. So I'm starting to actually get all these amazing people around me, but then there's, you know, I figured it's linked to a lot of past stuff. So I have a problem like letting go so I can be comfortable with all these people who actually support me and care about me.
Well, it's interesting. She's a 31-4, and that's a broken up heart energy, the 3-1, which can, you know, I mean, second chakra is relationships, but also the heart energy would indicate there might be some problems in relationships. And so the imbalance that you're experiencing in your life is reflected in your karmic number. And it's also, it appears on her karmic side, 3-1, which is interesting. We only have a few minutes left. So, we have no time left in the show, but we're going to go over a little bit for you, Amara. So congratulations for getting out of that relationship, the abusive relationship. It sounds like you're healing. Neil, any advice to her quickly?
Well, either side of her birthday, she has an 11. 3/1/7 is an 11, and 1982 is 11. That's troubling relationships. So that's karma, Amara. The attitude, though, that you're now defining that you still have these trouble and abusive situations and you're not trusting and that you're losing your trust in people, that's connected to the people you're choosing to be with now. What you have to do is reform your energy and thereby connect to different kinds of people that respect trust. So you're experiencing this because you're still somewhat psychically drawn to people that have to do with your karma. But we're suggesting,
you've got to reformulate.
We're suggesting that you regroup and you start to define in your relationships different kinds of people, and thereby your trust will be reestablished or established anew.
Okay.
So it's a situation of not being drawn to old faces, old energies, old karma. You'll continue to be misled and hurt. You have to reevaluate your energy. Go to your sixth chakra and really go into the core essence of finding people that love you, that care about you, that have worked through their own karma, that are on an advanced stage of human interconnection, and that respect and value human relationship. And you're going to find you'll be doing a lot better.
Amar, you're going to have a change in 2018 also.
Okay.
At the age of 36. So it'll be your ninth cycle of four. So it's good in this time period. It's good you connected with us because you can start preparing for that. So it's, you know, so you can, you know, have a renewal of your master number that's based on a transcendent energy rather than repeating karmic cycles that you're so used to. But I mean, you know, she's made progress. It's hard to get out of a bad relationship, and that's really encouraging.
Yeah, it's especially with me because I had a very abusive childhood. So I just left that family abusive life and got into another one. Although it wasn't as bad as my childhood, I still went into another
abusive relationship.
Yeah, I went from unhealthy family living to unhealthy relationship, and it took me years to like get that in my head and to leave it.
Yeah, well,
it took me a couple years to get divorced, but I finally did it, and like it's been at least almost 3 years now.
Great, that's great. And you know, as Neil stated, that 11 in your—I mean, you have 11 on both sides, but that 11 on the month and day indicates that you would have problems in the family element. But hopefully that helps, and we hope you stay connected with us, Amara.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. She's welcome to call back again. That was real short, but because we're over and, you know, we've got appointments, we have to close the show pretty close to being on time today. So Friday, we are back on the air, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody, for joining us.